Wake up, girl. Helene startled on the stool and jerked upright, blinking from the pillow of her folded arms. The magazine under her elbows fell to the floor with a slap. A man stood on the far side of the register. He wore a faded green John Deere cap over a scraggly blonde beard that crept up his cheeks. She'd never heard the bell on the door. Helene was so tired she could snore through a tornado. That's what happened when you worked two jobs. It was 4 in the morning. She was a few days shy of 19. John Deere lingered a couple of steps back, a six-pack of Coke in one hand and a bag of beer nuts in the other, somehow watching her without staring at her. Not like the other customers who put their fat bellies right up to the edge of the countertop, trying to get as close to her as they could, running their eyes all over her like she was theirs for the taking. Honey, I could have stole you blind. His face didn't change, but she could feel his concern. Like I give a crap. She wiped the sleep from her eyes, then waved a hand at the goods on display. Steal what you want. I couldn't care less. He glanced around like he was halfway considering it. Beer and soda in rattling coolers, bins of half-sprouted potatoes and half-rotted onions, cans of Campbell's soup and Hormel chili with the expiration date scratched off the labels. Bogalusa's gas and grocery, the crossroads of no place and nowhere. Finally, he stepped up and set his things on the counter where milky, peeling tape covered the sample lottery tickets. Well, not today, I reckon. Wouldn't want to get you into trouble. Dirty blonde hair curled out from under the cap, but his eyes were so dark they were almost black. A faded blue farm coat hung unzipped over a plain gray sweatshirt.
Mister, I got nothing but trouble already, she said. You can't begin to add to it.
Then tried to smile as if it were a joke and looked away. Don't be a complainer, her mom had always said. It scares away the good luck and invites the bad. She watched him think of how to answer her, then decide not to. She liked him for that. No empty platitudes like the sweaty minister at the food pantry who talked up the rewards of heaven while sneaking peeks down her flannel shirt. She didn't say anything because she needed the mac and cheese. Caught between pride and hunger, she didn't have much choice. John Deere tipped a thumb toward the door, and his coat fell open. She caught a glimpse of a gun on his belt, not unusual in Montana, where half the population carried a pistol and the rest had a rifle in their truck or at home. Somehow she knew he wasn't a lawman.
I need to fuel up, too, he said. Sign outside says pay in advance.
Bogalusa had long ago decided that it was cheaper to be open all night, paying his employees next to nothing, rather than upgrade the ancient pumps to self-serve automatic. Helene picked up the cheap binoculars chained to the counter and peered out the window into the relentless night. A big four-door pickup was parked on the far side of the pumps, hitched to a long, windowless cargo trailer, a newer truck than most driving that lonely road. Judging from the mud splatter and dead bugs, he'd come a long way. She wondered where he'd been and where he was going.
Gas is free today, she said. You want cigarettes? A pint of Jim Beam? Video rentals? On the house, I won't say a word.
He took off his hat and used the brim to scratch his head. He had good hair, blonde and wavy. Movie star hair, her mom would have called it. He regarded her steadily.
I guess you're some kind of hard case, he said.
She stuck her chin out. She had her daddy's gun in her bag.
You want to find out? You just try me.
He smiled then, a bright ray of sun that warmed her in the cold night.
Honey, I wouldn't dream of it.